Okay, back talking some Thanksgiving Day football game now with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMustang. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
All right, we got to talk some football here, but first, just a quick look back. You guys were in the state tournament. You did very well in the opener, and you then rolled up against a tough St. Mary's team who are, in fact, going to, you know, the Super Bowl. So tell me a little bit about the playoff tournament for you and your guys.
I was thrilled that we were back in the tournament, number one, and then number two, it was just awesome to see our guys compete against some high-level competition. Bellingham was a great team. You know, they had an awesome quarterback with some athletic receivers. We were able to go out there and have a pretty decisive victory against them. And then on to St. Mary's where, you know, we were able to play them very tight through to the finish, and we were a few plays short, but you know, I continue to be impressed, you know, with our defense and how they've kind of been able to play tough in some pretty big situations over the course of the year. And then, you know, our offense continues to, you know, get better each week. And there's a lot of young talent on the offense, too, so we have a lot to look forward to there. You know, guys like Joey Cuccinello and, you know, Tyler Adamo at QB, and then we have three juniors on the offensive line. So it's been a nice blend of, you know, underclassmen skill, and then we have some, you know, senior leaders on the line, Chase Goldberg, Ethan Downey, you know, and then at receiver, Jack Kalishman. So I think, you know, offensively, it's been a nice blend of youth and senior leadership. And then on defense, you know, we're gonna miss our seniors on defense. We have a lot of seniors on D, and just excited to see everyone play in this Thanksgiving Day game. You know, after a strong performance against St. Mary's, obviously we wish we won, but you know, I think the guys were able to come out of that game and say, hey, you know what, we played fairly well against a very, very good St. Mary's team.
Yeah, well, I know, who was it, David Brown? He rolled up five touchdowns on somebody, you know, and so, yeah, your defense obviously played well. Let me ask you now about your schedule, because, you know, St. Mary's, good Lord, they're going to the Super Bowl. Now you got North Reading, and they squeezed out a win over Bishop Fenwick in an incredible finish. Two Super Bowl games here to end, two Super Bowl teams to end the season. So for your kids, this is, I would say, like a Super Bowl for them.
Yes. The stretch of games, you know, going back to, you know, Amesbury, Triton, Bellingham, you know, St. Mary's, and, you know, and now North Reading, it's been high quality competition every week. So you see a different type of focus at practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's been awesome. And you know, their play has really elevated. And like this past week, it's been very good at practice. So, you know, I think our seniors, our captains, Stephen Dreher, Charlie Cappuccetti, James Sharkey, Robert Marley, and Chase Goldberg, they just really want to bring that Turkey Cup back to Linfield. You know, they've been kind of steering the ship the past week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our tough schedule, that, you know, this last part of the season, you know, has helped us kind of be ready for this, you know, formidable, athletic, talented North Reading team.
Well, the other thing too, I would think that your younger guys who are coming back, you know, it's a twofold thing. The seniors, it's their last game, but your younger guys coming back, it's a step into the next season. And as you say, the schedule is going to toughen them up mentally and physically. Pat, I want to ask you about traditions at Linfield High School in terms of Thanksgiving. What are some of the things that are surrounded about this day with respect to football?
So, the game goes back to, I want to say, 1958.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long, long game, long rivalry. And we definitely have, you know, our traditions that, you know, have been going back to Bill Adams as a head coach and Neil Weidman as a head coach. You know, we like to do our senior carry off. That's one of our traditions at the last practice, where, you know, underclassmen kind of carry off the, each senior.
Okay.
That's one of our big traditions. And then, it's just the rivalry across all sports is pretty intense against North Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these guys have seen each other on other fields, on the court, on the rink, and, football is like the football game's like the pinnacle. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think the tradition's strong and, the rivalry's pretty intense and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
What's a memory that you have personally, Coach, either as a coach or as a player of Thanksgiving? Because I know I've been broadcasting this game since 1978, and I won't be doing this year for no particular reason. It's weird not to have these, you know, things that I do regularly, you know, preparing for the football game and then getting up at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning, heading out and all that stuff. It has special memories for me to be able to cover these games. What about for you? What stands out in your mind either as a player or as a coach?
So I would say, one very cool memory, was the 2014 North Reading game at Linfield, where there was a foot of snow on the field, and parents, coaches, you know, some of the DPW workers, everyone brought their shovels and wheelbarrows.
Wow.
We were just trying to clear the lines so that we had lines, and then we must have played on a half foot of snow,
mm-hmm.
That game, and it was a big win. It was my first year as a high school coach. I was an assistant coach for Neil Weidman, and it was cold, but it was a fun game, and it was very memorable, victory on Thanksgiving.
That's a great story. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I hope you have another great memory from this one, and I can't thank you enough for all the help you've given us this year. Hopefully we can talk again, but in the meantime, best of luck to you, Pat, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rick, and thank you for the coverage all year.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Coach. Take care. All right, that is Pat LaMusta, who is the high school football coach at Linfield High School, and the game will be at North Reading, 10:30 start at North Reading on Thursday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.